From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order on travel to the U.S. has triggered protests at a New York airport, one of the locations where people have been detained attempting to leave the country. New York Congresswoman Nadia Velasquez is urging President Trump to amend his executive order.
I am begging you, go and revisit this. It's ill-advised, it's mean-spirited, it's tearing families apart, and that is not who we are. It will undermine the cooperation and collaboration that we need from Muslim countries to fight terrorism. It is wrong, and we will fight it today and every single day.
The executive order went into effect immediately on Friday night, banning citizens of seven majority Muslim countries and stranding some at airports mid-journey. President Trump spoke about the intent of his executive order.
We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas.
Meanwhile, Iran is reportedly reacting to President Trump's order by indicating it will restrict issuing visas to American tourists in retaliation for President Trump's suspension of immigration and visas for nationals from Muslim countries, including Iran. In addition to barring residents of Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days, the Trump executive order put a permanent ban on admission of Syrian refugees and a 120-day ban on all other refugees entering the U.S. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.